友，你在收听的是活在耶稣里网站为你提供的福乐人生讲坛。我是玛丽姐妹，将许多牧师传道人的讲道录音按专题为你编辑。今天我们的讲员是冯伟牧师，愿神仆人的讲道能帮助你更好地密切与神的关系，在主耶稣里结出更多的好果子。
眼前无论在得救的人身上或灭亡的人身上，都有基督馨香之气，在这等人就做了死的香气，叫他死；在那等人就做了活的香气，叫他活。这事谁能当得起呢？我们不像那许多人为利混乱神的道，乃是由于诚实，由于神在神面前凭着基督讲道。 Now let's read in English. 2 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 14 through 17. Now thanks be to God, who always leads us in triumph in Christ, and through us diffuses the fragrance of his knowledge in every place. For we are to God the fragrance of Christ among those who are being saved, and among those who are perishing. To the one, we are the aroma of death leading to death, and to the other, the aroma of life leading to life. And who is sufficient for these things? For we are not, as so many, telling the word of God, but as of sincerity, but as from God, we speak in the sight of God in Christ. Please be seated. 求神大大赐福每一位攻读他话语的人。
May God's blessing to all.
我们一同来祷告。
Let's pray.
主，我们同心在你的面前。
Lord, we come from you.
向您献上感恩。
Give thanks to you.
感谢主给我们属天至圣的真道。
Thank you for giving us the truth.
做我们脚前的灯，路上的光。
Be the lamp and light in our life.
让我们能够靠主得胜。
Let us have victory in you.
求主赐福今天的讲台。
God bless the prophet today.
也怜悯你自己不配的仆人。
Mercy to your servant.
让他按照正义分解真理的道。
Of him to discern your truth.
也让我们每一个到神面前来的。
He asks us, all of us coming in front of you.
给我们聆听的耳朵，受教的心。
Give us the listening ears.And the willing heart.
把主的话语藏在心底。
Hiding your truth in our heart.
谨守遵行。
And follow your truth.
愿神施恩奉耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. 我们靠着主得胜。
We have victory in the Lord.
在基督里来高举他的十字架，来永远为他的十字架而夸口。
May we boast about his cross.
在今天的这段经文，
In today's verses,
我们看到保罗给我们描述了一幅的图画。
We see a picture depicted by St. Paul.
那什么样的图画呢？
What kind of picture?
等一下我们要一起来学习。
We'll learn about it.
那我们知道保罗在圣经当中，在哥林多后书里面
，In the Second Corinthians，
这样一卷很有自传风格的书信当中
，This is one of the most autobiographical letter from Paul，
讲到他所经历的患难
，From the letter we can see the suffering and challenges he encountered，
也在这样患难当中如何来得到主的安慰
，And we learned how he prevailed in the Lord。
而且更是在这样的经历当中继续来散发基督那爱的馨香。
And see the fragrance of Christ from him.
那我们基督徒的这样一种馨香呢，不是表现在温暖的花房里面。
The fragrance of Christian love is not manifested in a warm flower room.
而是彰显在属灵征战的 这个严酷的战场上。
But on the harsh battlefield of the spiritual warfare.
我们要知道撒旦和罪乃是我们的仇敌。
Satan and sin are our enemies.
罪人是我们爱并且要去解救的对象。
And sinners are the objects of our love and salvation.
圣经告诉我们犯罪的人当受责罚。
Bible told us those who sin should be disciplined for it.
而当为罪忧伤痛悔的人越多地从我们身上感受到基督的馨香。
The more those who are sorrowful and contrite for sin feel the fragrance of Christ.
神公义的得胜就越彰显。
The more God's righteous victory will be manifested.
那我们今天的这两段经文呢彼此呼应来讲明这样一个道理。
Today, two passages echo each other and explain this truth.
所以今天我们的信息呢有两大点，那每一大点呢里面有七个小点。
Today we have two big sections, and each of the sections have seven small points.
那我们把这段经文把它讲得比较细。
We're going to get into details with these verses.
也希望大家能够从这段经文当中来体会到使徒的教训。
Let us, you know, try to understand what the apostle is trying to tell us from these verses.
让我们认清了恶者的诡计。
Let us discern the trick from the devil.
来靠着基督夸胜。
Let us have victory in the Lord.
那时间的关系呢，我们就不多读了，都读。刚才我们读了这段经文的后面一部分。
We have read part of these verses.
那从哥林多后书第二章第五到第十一节前面还有一部分啊，后面这部分讲到是对这样一个犯罪的世界我们当有的态度。
In this 2 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 5 to 11, the latter half was talking about the thing and how we can, you know, discern those things.
那么前面这部分讲到对犯罪的弟兄我们当有的态度。
And the first half talk about what kind of attitude we should have towards the brothers who have sinned.
那么这个第五节呢，使徒保罗在这里说，若有叫人忧愁的，他不但叫我忧愁，也是叫你们众人有几分忧愁。我说几分，恐怕说得太重。
In verse 5, Apostle Paul says, But if anyone has caused grief, he has not grieved me, but all of you to some extent, not to be too severe.
那么在这里呢，使徒保罗讲到一件事情，在哥林多教会当中有这个犯罪的人。
Paul has talked about there's a sinner in the Corinthian church.
那么有的解经家呢指出，因为我们知道哥林多前书和哥林多后书写作的这个时间很近，有的人认为是第二年，有的人认为是同一年春季和秋季写的两卷书。
Okay. In the, from the historical research, I think the theologians saying those two books, the First Corinthians and Second Corinthians, are probably pretty close to each other. Maybe one is written in fall, the other one was written in spring.
所以有人认为保罗在这里第五节说的有人叫人忧愁的教会里那个犯罪的弟兄，就指的是哥林多前书第五章当中教会里面有犯奸淫的那个弟兄。
So,people think the person who's the sinner who's referred here is maybe the same one as referred in 1 Corinthians chapter 5, the one who committed adultery.
但是当然也有人认为不是啊，这里我们不确切的知道。
We don't know for sure. There could be other.
但是无论如何，我们知道在教会里面，若是有弟兄姐妹犯罪
，No matter what, we know that in the church, if someone sins.
会让我们所有的人一同来忧愁。
It will cause grief for everyone.
保罗说，我也在为这样的弟兄姐妹忧愁。
He has not just grieved me.
我现在请问弟兄姊妹一个问题。
Now I ask a question.
如果教会里面有人犯罪了，
If someone in your church sin,
你是什么样的一种态度和想法？
What's your attitude and thinking?
你是在深深的为这个人忧愁
？Are you sorrowful？
还是在幸灾乐祸
？Or that you feel there's maybe you take pleasure in his misfortune？
那使徒保罗在这里告诉我们
Paul has told us here,
我们当为犯罪的弟兄显出坚定不移的爱心来。
Paul told us to reaffirm our love to him.
所以我劝你们要向他显出坚定不移的爱心来。
Therefore, I urge you to reaffirm your love to him.
那么这样一种坚定不移的爱心
Now this love to him
是不是表明说我们就接受这一个人的犯罪
Does it mean that we accept the thing he has committed?
就纵容这个人的犯罪
Do we indulge the thing?
我们基督徒的爱心所显出来的香气
The fragrance of Christ
如果是包括对罪的接纳和纵容
If that means the indulgence of sins
那实际上就不是香气
Then it's not fragrance anymore
而变成不那么香的这个气味了
And no longer that fragrant
那我们刚才所读的这段经文给我们看到一点基督的香气包括叫人活的香气也包括叫人死的香气
But then the fragrance of ChristCould be the aroma of death to, leading to death, or could be the aroma of life leading to life.
那这句话怎么理解?
How do you understand that?
怎么理解基督徒那样一种坚定不移的爱心?
How do we understand such everlasting love from the Christians?
我们知道哥林多教会呢，他们有一个特点。
Well, the Church of Christians is sort of unique.
这个教会他们比较的包容罪纵容罪
They tolerate sin、
那么教会里面有人犯罪了
Someone sinned in the church
他们也不处理
They don't deal with it
以至于使徒保罗在哥林多前书当中来严严的责备他们
But Paul has just So Paul has pointed out their, the problem in the first Corinthians.
教会里面有各种各样犯罪的人。
There are many sinners in the church.
有行淫乱的人。
The ones who committed adultery.
有结党的人。
The ones who, fractions.
那么也有人散布谣言纷争。
Also people who are spreading rumors and untruths.
那这样的人保罗有警告教会必须要及时的做教会纪律的处理。
Paul has instructed them to, deal with those problems immediately.
那在这样的执行教会的纪律的过程当中包括去责罚包括去惩戒这样犯罪的人在这个过程当中有没有显出那样一种坚定不移的爱心
During the process of discipline, have we seen the everlasting love from Christians?
我请问弟兄姊妹在家里面如果你的孩子犯错了你要不要来管教他
In your home, if your child or children has committed, sins or are under being unruly, were you doing anything about it?
父母会不会说没有关系了啊？我的坚定不移的爱心就是一味的包容纵容，不加以管教。
Can the parent says, "Well, I love you, so I tolerate anything you do. Then I wouldn't do anything to discipline or teach you the right way to do it."
同时，另一方面，如果要是有这样的家长啊。一看到自己的孩子啊犯罪了啊随时拿着一个照相机啊随时拿着一个手机在那里盯着啊一看到自己的孩子犯罪了马上给你照下来哈哈大笑。
On the other hand, is there any parent that who's seen his children's sin, then for example, if they look at their phones all the time, and they would just take a photo and laugh about it.
那这样的父母是不是心里面也有点不大对劲
This is the right way for a parent to parenting his child.
这个父母在对自己的孩子做责罚管教的时候一边管教一边幸灾乐祸。
Can the parent take pleasure in his misfortune?
这些都不是正确的一个爱心的态度。
Not the right way to show our love.
我们 对罪行应当采取责罚。
There should be punishment for sin.
那么在教会当中呢，这个纪律是必须有的。
In the church, the discipline is necessary.
绝不是一味的去纵容犯罪。
We should not indulge in sins.
在今天的北美教会当中，特别是华人教会当中。
Today's church in North America, especially the Chinese churches.
对这个罪的责罚，这个教会纪律的这个处理是越来越少，几乎看不见。
Become less and less to have disciplines for sins.
那么在一些持守圣经真理的这个美国人的教会当中呢，有的稍微好一点。
In American church, some of them are a little bit better.
那最近一段时间，我们知道我们本地有一所非常好的教会叫 Shepherd Church, 也是一个很大的很持守圣经真理的教会。
The Shepherd Church in Raleigh.
那么他们呢有这个每个礼拜有不同的英文堂的讲员来支援我们的讲台。
Have sent many English speakers to help us with our English ministry.
那前一段就有弟兄姊妹发给我他们这个 Shepherd Church 主任牧师在大约一个月以前，一个多月以前的一篇讲道。
Some brothers and sisters sent me the sermon from their senior pastor.
那么他们在教会的讲台也公开的报告。
Well, in their pulpit, they public announced.
在教会当中有会友违反了教会的纪律，违反了圣经真理的原则。
In their church, someone has sinned against the biblical principles and also the church covenant.
教会对这样的人做出除名的处理。
The church has terminated their membership.
Yeah. 那么我们也为这样的教会来感谢赞美神。
We give thanks for the churches like this.
因为他们是持守圣经的真理，也是在遵守圣经主的教训的。
For the whole truth to the Christian truth.
也是知道神的圣洁是干犯不得的。
They know we cannot violate God's holiness.
那么另一方面，
On the other hand,
当教会做出这样纪律的处理的时候，
When church carry out discipline like this,
我们也要知道一定是在主的爱里面来执行。
It should be carried out in love.
这目的是为着挽回。
With the aim of restoration.
是为了让那个犯罪的人能够真诚的悔改。
We can urge them to turn back.
但注意，不是虚情假意的悔改。
Not repent falsely.
不是一边在说我悔改了，我悔过了，一边实际上继续在那里控告或者诽谤。
Not continue to attack in the disguise of repentance.
这不是一种真诚的悔改。
This is not a genuine repentance.
保罗在这里讲到，这样的人犯了罪，受了众人的责罚也够了。
This punishment which was inflicted by the majority is sufficient for such a man.
提多书三章第十到第十一节有明明的教训。
Titus chapter 3 verse 10 to 11.
分门结党的人警戒过一两次就要弃绝他，因为知道这等人已经被盗犯了罪，自己明知不是还是去做。
Reject a divisive man after the first and second admonition.Knowing that such a person is warped and sinning, being self-condemned.
分门结党是一个大罪。
A divisive man.
对教会造成很大的毁坏。
Cause much damages to the church.
对主的身体，对主福音的工作，造成极大的破坏。
Cause much damages to the gospel work.
而且分门结党的人，内心当中充满了苦毒。
That this man is full of anger.
这是神极不喜悦的。
This is not, it's not liked by the God.
那么从旧约到新约，我们看到有许多分门结党的例子。
I've seen many divisive men in Old Testament or New Testament.
凡是分门结党的人，没有好的下场。
It's no good ending to such a divisive behavior.
所以在教会当中对这个罪行要有责罚。
So there's the discipline to such a sin.
同时圣经也告诉我们
At the same time, the Bible also told us.
对那个真诚悔改的人。
For the ones who are showing genuine repentance.
在主的面前因着自己的犯罪有真诚的忧愁和悔过的人。
A broken spirit that feels truly sorrowful in front of our Lord.
我们当赦免他们。
Should have redemption.
诗篇51篇第17节。
Psalm 51:17.
在这里神说神所要的祭就是忧伤的灵。
The sacrifice of God are a broken spirit.
神啊忧伤痛悔的心你必不轻看。
A broken and contrite heart, O God, you will not despise.
一个人犯罪了他的悔改是不是真正的在为自己的罪忧伤啊，在那里忧伤痛悔实际上神知道人也能看得出来。
When someone sins, are their repentance truly genuine? And truly, they're truly sorrowful for their sin. I think not only the God knows, the other Christians will also know.
当一个人真诚的悔改悔过而且已经有这样的痛悔忧伤的时候。
When someone truly repents and have the sorrowful heart,
这心里不再是怀着那种苦毒啊，不是来怀着那种的记恨愤恨等等，那么你会看得出来这个时候我们要接纳他。
No longer filled with bitterness or hatred, and at this time we should accept them.
要赦免他。
Forgive them.
前一段在我们教会凯瑞堂。
In our Carey location.
大约一年以前的事情。
More than a year ago.
教会里面有弟兄犯罪。
There's a brother has sinned.
那具体是谁是什么罪我在这里都不讲。
I will not go into details.
那么这个弟兄呢本来在教会当中是有服侍。
His brother has served in the church as well.
那么我们就向这个弟兄发出一个告诫。
We send a admonition to this brother.
首先是弟兄请你先不要服侍。
We're asking him to not serve at this moment.
那么这位弟兄呢他也有一颗非常顺服的心。
This brother has a beating heart.
他主动讲他说我知道啊，在这种情况之下我确实是不应该服侍。
He proactively said, I should not serve at this time.
那么过了一段时间啊，当我们跟进看到这位弟兄是有这种真诚的谦卑的悔改的态度的时候。
After some time, we see this brother truly repented.
有同工问说现在可不可以安排这位弟兄来服侍
了。A caller asked him, can we, arrange for this brother to serve now?
我说感谢赞美神这个弟兄现在可以回来服侍。
I said, thank Lord, yes, he can come back to serve the church.
一个犯过罪的人。
For who sinned?
如果他是真诚的悔过痛悔。
He truly repents.
我们不再揪住他原来的那个罪。
We will not look back at his sins.
我们知道我们的神是给人第二次机会的神。
Our Lord is the one who gives second chances.
我们也欢迎这样的弟兄或者姐妹回到教会的大家庭当中，我们一起来敬拜，一起来侍奉。
We welcome this brother or sister to come back to our church family to worship and together with us.
在教会当中，大家一定要注意，在教会里面纪律的惩戒和撒旦魔鬼那样一种恶者的控告是一个根本的区别。
The church discipline is different from the accusation from the devil.
恶者的控告呢是要把这个人给拆毁。
The accusation from the devil is trying to demolish this person.
就是这里讲到免得他忧愁太过甚至沉沦了。
So such one would not be swollen up with too much sorrow.
但是在教会当中教会的纪律是为了拯救是为了挽回。
But the discipline in church is with the aim of restoration.
一个人真诚悔改大家看到像路加福音15章当中那个浪子回头我们是要在天上众天使在一起来欢喜快乐的。
A person who truly repents is like the second son in the parables in Bible. And all the angels will celebrate for him to come back.
不过同时当然我们也知道。
At the same time, we know.
如果只是虚情假意的悔改。
If his repentance but it's not genuine repentance.
只是装模作样的悔改。
It's only trying to pretend to repent.
并没有真正的为自己的罪难过伤心。
Now truly feel sorrowful for regret for the things he has committed.
同时还在继续来毁谤、攻击、指责这样的态度，神是知道的。
But still trying to spread the rumors or attack, I think God knows.
下面我们继续往下来看。
Let's continue read the chapters.
第四，我们要识破那恶者的诡计。
We need to know Satan's devices.
第十一节，免得撒旦趁着机会胜过我们，因为我们并非不晓得他的诡计。
Lest Satan should take advantage of us, for we are not ignorant of his devices.
我们来自国内大陆呢，在国内以前有一句话叫做透过现象看本质、look beyond the surface.
Yeah, so we have a saying in Chinese saying, look beyond the surface.
那么什么叫这个透过现象看本质呢？我们要知道撒旦恶者他是有一个伪装的。
How to look beyond the surface?
撒旦恶者带着一种两面性。
Well, the Satan has duplicity.
千万不要把这个撒旦总是想成就是有些这个卡通画里面的说鼻子尖尖的，然后穿着黑斗篷然后这个扛着一个叉子面目狰狞那个样子。
Do not view Satan as someone who is in, like, in cartoons. He's dressed up in your black cloak and have a long nose and, you know, looks terrible.
如果撒旦是这样子呢，每个人全都认得出来。
If Satan looked like this, everybody would know who he is.
我们早就离他远远的了。
And we'll get away from him as far as possible.
不是，你知道吗？有时候撒旦看着是很美丽的。
Well, on the contrary, sometimes Satan looks very beautiful or handsome.
Yeah, 有的时候撒旦看着好像是很光明，他是有光明的一面。
Sometimes Satan disguises himself as the angel of light.
跟着后书，这是我们后面要看到的第十一章，我们会再去详细去看。
In 2 Corinthians chapter 11, we'll see more of that.
这里告诉我们说，连撒旦也装作光明的天使，大家有没有看到？
Satan disguises himself as the angel of light.
一个属神的人，像他只有一面。
For the one who truly believes in our Lord, it's only one.
但是属撒旦的，他是有两面的。
But Satan is double-sided or have the duplicity.
甚至连他的差役，撒旦的差役也装作仁义的差役。
Even the minister of the Satans also would also dress up in two sides.
都不算稀奇啊，圣经告诉我们。
The Bible has told us it's not unusual.
所以我们一定要能够识破撒旦的诡计，透过他那个表面能够看到那个本质。
So we need to learn how to see through the deceptions.
撒旦是一个非常非常会表演的人。
The Satan knows how to play actors.
很容易就迷惑非常多的人。
To disguise himself so he can deceive others.
那让我们能够识破他这样的诡计，也识破他的差役的诡计。
Let us see through those deceptions.
下面第五点，为什么要识破撒旦的诡计呢？免得撒旦胜过我们。
Lest Satan should take advantage of us.
那撒旦的诡计他是想胜过我们，什么叫胜过我们？就是败坏人的心。
For the Satan's scheme to overcome us. Corrupt our hearts.
在一个教会里面。
In a church.
当我们来处理犯罪的人，犯罪的弟兄的时候。
When we have to carry out discipline.
我们自己本身要非常的小心。
We need to be careful.
我们不要被恼怒、苦毒、仇恨所胜过。
Let us not be defeated by anger.
也不要去犯那个犯罪的弟兄所犯的罪。
And not committing the same sins as the other person.
当我们每天去面对这样的黑暗与黑暗征战的时候，我们一定要记得，我们要 stay on the side of the light. 我们要停留在保守自己在光明的一面。
When we're fighting the spiritual war, we need to make sure we stay on the side of the light.
免得撒旦胜过我们。
Lest Satan should take advantage of us.
多年以前呢，我有一个朋友。
Many years ago, I have a friend.
那时还是在国内的时候。
It was when I was still in mainland China.
那这个朋友呢，他的出身很特别，他是在军队里面一个高级干部的家庭出来的。
He came from a senior officer of the military family.
那后来有一次，他就给我讲一件事情。
Once he told me a story.
他说他们那支部队，他的父亲就是那支部队的首长。
His father was the leader of the army.
那后来呢，就有跟他们在一起比较熟悉的人就告诉他说，他们那个部队的参谋长呢，来欺负这个文艺女兵。
Someone told him that the chief of staff of the army was mistreating a female soldier.
那个朋友在跟我讲这件事情的时候，他讲出来是义愤填膺。
He said he was, when he heard about this, he was filled with righteous indignation.
所以看到那个参谋长表面上好像人模人样的做出这种事情来，说恨不得一枪毙了他。
He said he even thought about killing him.
但是你知道吗？
However,
后来就是我这同样这个朋友。
The same friend.
就在过了不久。
Not long after.
他自己也做出始乱终弃的事情。
He found himself in the same similar misconduct.
甚至去殴打他自己的女友。
Even physically abused his own girlfriend.
这是我亲身经历过的朋友，我亲眼看到的，知道的事情。
This is the story I've personally experienced.
所以当我们与那恶者仇敌征战的时候。
So when we're fighting the spiritual war,
一定要注意，千万千万不要陷到那恶者的诡计当中。
Let us not be trapped by Satan's tricks or devices.
谨守保守我们自己的心。
As our Lord protect our hearts.
朋友，你收听的是福乐人生讲坛的系列节目。我是玛丽姐妹，感谢你的收听，也希望你能为活在耶稣里福音事工祷告。如果你愿意用金钱奉献来支持福音节目，请在我们网站的首页点击奉献支持，与我们一起同工，带领更多的同胞来归向神的救恩。